Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Each and every week at this time, we look back at what's been going on in sports. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, and the star of our show is Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, we have to forge through yet another attempt by NFL officials. And we'll get into this probably a little bit later on. But NFL officials, the rules committee, which is also very dangerous. Anytime you hear about NFL rules committee coming to your
tough
neighborhood,
stuff, right?
This is not good. So they've taken another attempt at trying to define what a catch is, what a kickoff is, what timeout is.
And you'll work through all that this week with us,
right? It's just ridiculous, and we'll take a peek at what's going on there. And there's other stuff going on.
I guess got a lot to talk about.
All the teams are preparing for the NFL draft in a couple weeks.
Yeah, baseball season getting underway. Spring training over. Baseball season starting. What's going to be going on there? We've got plus a lot of interesting news. Maybe some things happening at the stadiums that you weren't aware of. We'll get to that. A couple of items here to talk about too. How was your week? We haven't chatted with you as for the week. You were hanging out with Mongoose, weren't you? Tom the Mongoose McEwen.
And I think you were there. I'm not sure about
that. I was there as
well. You were there.
Don't think I was there.
And we went through about 15 plates of chicken cacciatore.
We did.
Some salad. But the Mongoose and myself, we reconnoitered down at Angelo and Vinci's restaurant down in Fullerton. And had a great time down there talking about a lot of stuff. And
We're talking about drag racing and a lot.
Hugh Hefner and
Mongoose and Hugh Hefner used to kind of hang out from time to time.
Well, Tom was a guest up there.
He was?
Yeah, he was a guest.
So
up there.
I didn't say anything because I didn't want to embarrass, especially myself. But I noticed you got him invited up there, and then you and I have been friends for a long time, and you never had an invitation put out to have me come up there.
Well, by the time that you kind of showed yourself on the horizon, the whole energy
was different.
Of Hefner's cabal was different.
All right, we're going to talk about that here on the show, too. Follow Fred on his new website, freddreyer.co. You can get his highway with 395 movie more, freddreyer.co.
Hey, guys, Scott Turner, the old G3 Sportsman here to tell you how proud we are here at G3 Boats to be the official boat sponsor of Outdoor Guys Radio Show. Ken will be highlighting and talking to our G3 certified guys for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. We also want you to be aware of our military appreciation $1,000 discount off all our packaged G3 boats in addition to any of the boat show rebates. Check us out at g3boats.com and come join the G3 life.
Don't miss Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event with 70 to 85% off best-selling wardrobe essentials like Tommy Hilfiger wool suiting just $119.99. Find the designer names and styles you want in suits, sport coats, and dress pants. $29.99 to $149.99. And complete your look with dress shirts and ties just $19.99. Upgrade your style at Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event, in-store and at Macy's.com. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
It's either an episode of The Jeffersons or with that theme. Welcome back here to The Lounge, the Sports Lounge, each and every week coming to you at this time. Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So, all right, let's talk a little football to start off with. Apparently, the Rules Committee is meeting. Is that what happens here in the offseason, Fred? What goes on?
What's with this music? Is it kind of
It's The Jeffersons.
Yeah, did we lose that? I never did like that show, nor that music.
Well, it's,
and here it is,
it's not
right
the
now.
Jeffersons. It's your theme.
I do not want
that
theme.
That's the Dreyer theme.
I do not want it.
All right, so let's talk about some
new
rules.
I'll leave the room if I have to.
Don't leave the room. The NFL's new rules. What's going on now? What's happening with the owners?
Well, look, they're trying to define the idiocy of me throwing you the ball and you catching it. And, you know, you either it's so subjective. What's happened is what has become clearly defined as common sense and reason and self-evident.
Right.
They have made completely confusing when they slow down something where the guy says, OK, you can see the ball hits his hands and then his hands fall down right to the ground. And the ball, he's got his fingers under the ball between
the
ball
ground.
And the ground.
Didn't touch
and
the ground.
Ball, and the slow motion shows his hands hit the ground.
Right.
And the ball moves a little bit. That's an incomplete pass.
But they look at it and they show it over and over again, and then they got to get
Yeah,
with the
that's
officials.
Because you can't believe how stupid the call is.
Yeah.
This is a catch. You know, when you catch a ball,
right,
it moves around.
Right, it does.
They have complete control
exactly
of it. They don't exactly understand what complete control is. And so they're now reinventing the wheel here with all these rules. It's completely ridiculous what the sport is.
Here's what's going on. New rule, 15-yard penalty for lowering your head to initiate make contact with helmet. It means that for the moment, it's a mash confusion, and they say an unexpected hurried or partial rollout has left many unanswered questions about a rule that was intended to change the behavior of players at all levels of football. So they're saying it's now foul when a player lowers his head to initiate and make contact with his helmet against an opponent. It'll cost you 15 yards.
Yeah, and it'll also cause a lot of aggravation because that lowering of your head is all a part of the arc of engaging the ball carrier and bringing him to the ground, which means fundamentals and the techniques of the sport's life's blood, which is tackling. If you take tackling, you take everything out of football in relationship to tackling, you have a intramural sport. I keep saying this all the time. This is stupid. You know, you have to teach these people how to engage the ball carrier and tackle. And when they say you lower your head, you know, this is going to be a joke.
All right, here's another one. New rule, a revised standard for a catch. It means the requirement to survive the ground has been eliminated.
What does that mean, do you think?
I don't know.
Surviving the ground.
It says a change designed specifically to avoid future instances of counterintuitive rulings that apparently there was debate about plays involving the Detroit Lions receiver Calvin Johnson in 2010.
10 years ago.
Yeah. Dallas's Dez Bryant in 2014. The Steelers, Jesse James in 2017. Yeah. Now a receiver must control the ball, establish himself in bounds, and perform a football move
such as a
third step or a lunge to make a legal catch.
How about
it's confusing
a
to read
football
it.
Move? What does
what
that
is a football
mean?
Move?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Well, we're going to find out, and you're going to see another 15-minute gap in the momentum of the presentation of pro football next year.
This is
going to be embarrassing and a disaster. It's like the government. It's like asking the government, would you officiate our game?
There you go. This is all coming to you from the competition committee and the chairman, Rich McKay, who has put this together with their last week in Orlando. Here's another new rule. Permission for command center to eject players. And this is what it means is the senior vice president of officiating, Al Riverton, can now order the ejection of a player who has been penalized for a non-football act, such as punching or fighting. And referees retain the authority to eject as well, but there's been a handful of occasions in which league officials would have preferred an ejection. So, but they had no option for overruling or assisting a referee in that decision. Now they will.
Yeah, so what this means is, ladies and gentlemen, Bronco gives a forearm flipper to a guy's helmet to a head, knocks him out, and officiating game officials decide that that's a 15-yard penalty, and then all of a sudden they get a call on the radio, on the phone,
right,
headphones, where the people in New York watching all these games now say, no, that guy should be kicked out of the game. And then they contact the on-field officials at that site.
Get him out.
And say, no, we want him kicked out. And then that guy has to say, just time out. We've decided to kick him out. We didn't. The on-field officials didn't decide to kick him out. The officials in New York decided to kick him out. So now you've got two entities officiating your game. You want that?
You know, a lot of people don't know that you were in the broadcast booth as a color commentator for a year or two in football, and I think we want you back because you'll be able to explain these rules better than we can. Here's another new rule.
Is that right?
Yes. Fred Dreyer will get it. Rich McKay, his committee put this together. Here's the new rule. Permanent touchback at the 25-yard line for kickoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So what this means is this rule is no longer in the experimental phase as it was in 2016 and 17. The goal is to make the kickoff safer by reducing returns. So the league had hoped that the returners would be incentivized to settle for a touchback given the field position rather than run it out of the end zone. So the return rate did drop a little bit to 40% over the past two seasons, but the touchback rate rose to 57.1%. So there's a fear of mass pooch kicks, and it didn't materialize, but the injury rates remain high, and so they don't want concussions, and so this rule is now in place.
I don't know where to begin on this.
I don't either.
A kickoff is the classic a moment of a professional or a college or any football game. Kick the ball off, tee it up, and get your guys running down the field and smack them and get the ball.
Yes.
Either they're going to run it back for a big
it's
game.
It's the most exciting
or
part.
You get it for a loss or you fumble and pick it up and take it
in. Now, I don't even know what this means.
That's exactly correct. Yeah. No one else does. It's all about fear, it's all about trying to address the concussion aspects when it won't do any of that. And what you've done is you've once again, government football has come in and regulated kickoff. It's regulating kickoff. How about this? Let's all go to the moon. Wait a minute. Let's get our space program and dump trillions into our space program.
Yes.
Let's get all our guys and our gals and get them in the elevator and take them up to the very top, put them in their seats, and then you're stuck because what they've done is they've outlawed takeoff because it's too dangerous.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going over the new rules, proposed rules here for the NFL. Fred Dreyer is just putting them together. We got this next one coming up when we come back here.
Oh, there's some doozies in there.
No pats at the end of regulation. That's the point after touchdown. No point after touchdowns at the end of regulation. So we'll get to that one for you as well, too. Don't forget you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. You can email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Go to his new website, by the way, where you can download his great movie, Highway 395. That website is Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, .co, FredDreyer.co.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
It's the Sports Lounge. Every week at this time, bringing you information, news from the world of sports. And this week here, yours truly, Michael Horn, along with Fred Dreyer, going over these new football rules. These are put together here from the new committee, the competition committee. The chairman, Rich McKay, put some of these things in, and they talked about them this last week. And here's another one for you. No pats after at the end of regulation, no point after touchdowns. And what it means is the teams no longer are going to be required to kick a meaningless extra point or kneel down after a score on the final play of regulation. This came out during the divisional round last year in the playoffs after the Minnesota Vikings game-ending 61-yard touchdown play against the New Orleans Saints. The play put the Vikings ahead with no time remaining, setting off a wild celebration, but both teams had to reassemble for the point after a touchdown that will no longer be necessary.
How embarrassing that was. You saw that.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. Here we go. Tabled rule. Here's one that they've tabled now. This is hiring head coaches who are in the playoffs. It means NFL teams still can't formalize a head coaching hire until that coach's current team has played its final game. Now, they had proposed an amendment that would allow the coach to sign a contract with the hiring team, but not begin his new duties until after the current team season is over.
Oh, man. I mean, can't the two teams and the impending coach, can't they decide what they want to do? Do they have to ask the league to come in and say, here's what you have to do now if you want to hire this guy? Make sure whatever you do, don't hire him. Don't commit too soon because he could change his mind like Josh McDaniel did. You know, he was the offensive coordinator for the Patriots, and he accepted the job at Indianapolis, and then later on decided, you know, something, I don't think I want to go to Indianapolis. I think I want to stay here.
And it screwed up a lot of people.
And here's what it did. It screwed up all the coaches that he went to and said, hey, look, I've taken a new job at Indianapolis. I want you to join my staff. And went, okay, great. So everybody made plans, and then this guy decides to change his mind.
And that screws everybody up.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, here's another tabled rule. This is a video on the sidelines. And what this means, this has been tabled now. They say, incredibly, in this year, the NFL will continue to ban the use of video by coaches and players during games. They will continue to use still photographs instead, either printed or viewed on their Microsoft Surface tablets. But many coaches are very adamant and opposed to the addition of the All-22 video to tablets. They believe the video would make it easier for ill-prepared or lesser-skilled teams and coaches to make in-game adjustments.
Really?
Yeah, so they don't want that to happen.
Oh, my God. We just don't want anything like that to happen.
Here's a withdrawn rule. This is the 15-yard penalty for pass interference. This means pass interference will remain a spot foul. The New York Jets had proposed a rule to change it to 15 yards, regardless of where it occurs on the field. But this idea has been proposed before, but it gathered more momentum in years past among those who supported the New York Giants co-owner, John Mara. There were 303 such penalties last season. 129 were walked off more than 15 yards, but the Jets withdrew it before a vote, knowing it would not pass. So that was
what does this mean?
It means it's not going to pass. They had this rule out there change, and they withdrew it.
But forgive me. It was that you couldn't march off a 15-yard pass interference.
What it was is the pass interference would remain a spot foul. So what it was, the Jets had proposed a rule to change it to 15 yards, regardless of where it occurs on the field. So they had proposed that idea before, but it had gathered more momentum this year than in other years past, but they still withdrew it. So it's still going to be the withdrawn rule of a 15-yard penalty for pass interference. They wanted to change it as a standard 15-yard penalty.
You know, it's interesting. You know, it's interesting to see what all of these owners, you know, this is a private business. This is a clubhouse. And it's interesting to see the gripes, how they work their way through the season. Each owner makes a little note up there in the press box, and he says, I'm going to get that rule. I'm going to go to the rules committee. I'm going to get J.K. McKay, and I'm going to make this guy change that rule because I don't like it, and that's not good for our team. And, you know, so you watch all of these owners who don't know anything about football. They don't know anything about football. If you were in the uranium business, you'd have to know
something about uranium.
Right.
Of course.
And if you were in the rocket business, you'd have to know something about rockets.
That's right.
These guys don't have to know anything about the sport. And none of them, if you go through the roster of all these owners, except for John Elway, maybe one or two other people, that's it. They don't even know what a football is. You could fool them by giving them a baseball and say it's a football, and they would accept it. But what you wind up getting is a bunch of crybabies saying, I demand this and I demand that, and you have to change these rules because I just don't like them. And it's the argumentation of these millionaire guys who don't know anything about their own business.
We'll continue straight ahead. It's the Sports Lounge. The one and only Fred Dreyer will be right back. Back in the Sports Lounge, here's truly Michael Horn along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. So one more thought on these new NFL football rules, and this is the competition committee recommending cutting kickoffs if the injury rates don't drop. So they're saying injury rates on NFL kickoffs are so high that the league's competition committee is going to give a mandate. Make the play safer, or the committee will recommend its elimination in the near future. They had their owners' meetings this past week, and the league's medical department presented statistics showing that concussions are five times as likely to happen on kickoffs than on any other average play.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Green Bay Packers, the president, Mark Murphy, he's a member of the competition committee,
by the way,
he said the rate has remained steady even after a rule change made permanent at this meeting to bring touchbacks back to the 25-yard line that we've talked about. He says, we've reduced the number of returns, but we haven't really done anything to make the play safer. Now, you're saying, he says, by the way, that in the next few weeks they're going to be talking about this. You're saying if you're scared to play the game, you should
fold your tent.
Yeah.
Just fold it. You're destroying the sport. You know, you're putting a ballerina's dress on the show dog. You know,
I mean, the kickoff is like you say, it's part of the game. You get there in the kickoff and you're ready to go.
It never used to be. It never used to be like it is now.
What has changed?
Has changed.
Yeah.
The attention to detail and coaching, the following through and the carrying through and bringing forward the rules and regulations and the coaching and the techniques necessarily to arm these players with the proper fundamentals and techniques.
Stop right there for 1 second. Repeat that, because this is the problem, I think, in society in general. Lack of education. You're saying lack of preparation and education of the players.
Yeah. You don't have anybody in this league for the last 30 years, anybody saying, hey, wait a minute, we've turned over ownership, gotten rid of commissioners, we got rid of coaches, got rid of players. We've turned everything over in the last 30 years a couple of times anyway. And so what do we have? We have a league that's more dangerous, more incompetent, more complicated, more rules. What happens when you have more rules? You have more confusion. A game is played by people who are big, strong, and fast. And they don't want to be interfered with. They want you to give them the tools to protect themselves as well as the people they're playing against. The spirit of this league has gone down. The brotherhood of the connective tissue of people understanding they're playing a sport together and they're celebrating this gift that they've been given and celebrating the sport. You've got 32 people who own these teams who are doing a tremendous disservice to the sport, and they don't know what they're doing. You've got to get them away, and I don't know if you can do it or not.
Yeah, it seems like it's going the opposite way. The same way with all these protests that go around where people say they want to change the Constitution for this, that it's an outmoded document or whatever. My feeling is, if you go really to the basics, it's lack of education. I don't think they teach history in schools anymore. I don't think kids nowadays know about what the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence is all about. I really don't believe that gets taught. And you're telling me in football, you've said for years on this show that they don't teach the proper way to tackle. No. That's why there's a lot of injuries, and that's why these these injuries are coming in.
Yeah, and you know, you don't really. It's kind of interesting how to, you know, explain it, but you don't have a governing body that makes sure that a with change, and that a change is going to happen. You know, you're going to get change, and that's right. The way it is, and it's oftentimes good. But in this case, it's really not good for them not to bring forward the what everybody knows to be true. Let's bring our Constitution forward. Let's educate our children of this generation. Let's educate our children the last 30 years so we don't have any confusion at all about what we're doing here and what this means. So when I get older and have kids and grandkids and I die, I know that I'm leaving a better country because we have a attention to detail. And the same thing is with any sport. You know, you either have the will to maintain the values of the sport. If I'm a coach, I spend an awful lot of time coaching fundamentals and techniques of my players. And if anybody on my team ducks their head, anybody misses tackles and can't play, he will be replaced. And that's what you have to be able to do as a coach, to tell the ownership to be able to turn all this stuff around. Is it realistic? Probably not, you know, but you have to be able, you know, this whole thing started a long time ago with Title IX, you know, in college, where they decided we're going to take all this money and we're going to take it away from a lot of these other sports and put it into girls sports, which is fine. It's an educational system. They can spend their money any way they want to, and it's fine. However, you know, what you wind up getting into is you lose the integrity of the big sports like baseball, football, and basketball.
Your thoughts on this? Let us know. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com, or follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at sbnation.com for all the best sports news. sbnation.com. Your team, your community.
Hey guys, Scott Turner, the old G3 Sportsman here to tell you how proud we are here at G3 Boats to be the official boat sponsor of Outdoor Guys Radio Show. Ken will be highlighting and talking to our G3 certified guys for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. We also want you to be aware of our military appreciation $1,000 discount off all our packaged G3 boats in addition to any of the boat show rebates. Check us out at g3boats.com and come join the G3 Live.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Don't miss Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event. With 70 to 85% off best-selling wardrobe essentials, like Tommy Hilfiger wool suiting, just $119.99. Find the designer names and styles you want in suits, sport coats, and dress pants. $29.99 to $149.99. And complete your look with dress shirts and ties, just $19.99. Upgrade your style at Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event, in-store and at Macy's.com. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
We're back in the sports lounge. Michael Horn, one and only Fred Dreyer. Baseball season kicks off with a bang, and it's underway now. But before it started, spring training came to a really repulsive end, apparently Tuesday night at Dodger Stadium. You know, a lot of teams have their freeway series or whatever, the Dodgers and the Angels play, but this last Tuesday night at Dodger Stadium, they had the big exhibition finale between the Angels and the Dodgers, and they had to cut the game short because there was a foul-smelling leak that spilled sewage onto the field in the fifth inning. The game was called after they had a 32-minute delay with two outs in the bottom of the fifth, giving the Dodgers a 4-3 victory over the Los Angeles Angels.
They won?
Apparently, yes.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah, the water main leak left a brown mess pooling near the Dodgers' dugout in foul territory.
Feces!
Can you imagine just going up to get your Fama John? Get a hot dog from Fama John. You put that onion on there, and you put the mustard and the ketchup and, you know, some of the relish on it, and you bite into it, and you go, what's that smell?
And then you see it bubbling up under the ground.
There was a brown mess pooling near the Dodgers' dugout in foul territory.
Oh, boy.
The grounds crew tried to spread what they call a drying agent.
A drying agent.
They worked to clean it up, and quoting now, I'm not going to tell you what it really was. That's what Dodgers outfielder Andrew Tolles said.
Well, everybody
he said,
it,
that's
really
messed up. It's nasty. That's the end of quote from Andrew Tolles. But there was an undeniable stench, according to the players.
What could it be?
And one of the guys, Andrew Tolles, said, I thought it was Gatorade or something coming from the stands. I don't know. They said it was the sewer. I smelled it. It was nasty, man. For about 10 minutes, they waited on the field, and then both teams returned to their respective dugouts. The umpire crew, can you imagine being Chief Jerry Davis, who came out and announced a delay, and the officials tried to determine if it was a stadium or a city issue. They should get Mayor Garcetti out there. He thinks it's so wonderful.
Let him mop it up.
Let him. And Stan Kasten, the CEO of the Dodgers, said apparently there was a pipe backup on two different levels of the stadium. Somebody was there early eating. They backed up. They plugged the pipes up. And Stan Kasten had to deliver this statement.
Well, you know what they did? I'm going to tell you what they
take
did.
Take it easy.
Well, wait.
We want to be back on again next week.
I will guarantee you, you know, that's a baseball facility that has to accommodate
a lot of people
all at once.
Yep.
You know what they did?
What?
Here's what happened.
What happened?
Somebody put a towel.
They did not.
Wait a minute. Think about it. They took a towel or they took a diaper. Or they took other elements of personal hygiene,
and
they dumped it in the toilet when everybody says, whatever you do, do not put tampons and everything else, diapers, in the toilet.
They did it.
And they did it.
So Stan, trying to be classy here, the CEO of the Dodgers, says, we don't know exactly where the backup was or what caused it. It had something to do with a main pipe here as well as a main pipe outside the stadium. And they didn't know whether they were going to refund the fans, but he said the officials would discuss the situation, and the losing team had at least five chances to bat, so the final score statistics will count as the official game in spring training.
Oh,
Matt
thank
Kemp
God.
And
That's
homered.
The only thing that matters.
Gave the Dodgers a 4-3 lead. He just wanted to get on the bases fast. Mike Socha, the great manager of the Angels, said, it's unfortunate. We're all winding down spring training. You want to finish strong. When you had a lake forming around the third base area that wasn't going to stop, it's just unfortunate. So, and the leak, they say, might have reached the coaches' offices, but Dave Roberts, the classy Dodgers manager, wouldn't confirm or deny that. He says, I'll get back to you guys tomorrow. We'll figure it out. So there you have it. That's the latest news.
Well, isn't that something?
Now, in San Diego,
they got to put Tommy on this. They got Tommy
Lasorda, though.
They got to send Tommy outside to the parking lot and run down that leak. What the hell's going on out here? That leak? You kidding me?
Tommy would get that fixed up.
He would.
Now, here's there's a new host of the morning show in San Diego on KEGY San Diego. That's 97.3 FM, and they call the station The Machine. And the guy started this week, but before he started, the San Diego Padres, he kind of irked him a little bit because he put a tweet promoting his show. And here's what he did. He tweeted a picture of the Coronado Bridge. It's a mainstay in San Diego, but the Coronado Bridge has a history as a, you know, a lot of suicides on the bridge. So he puts the picture of the Coronado Bridge, and then right next to it, he texts, "Jump to a new morning show," end of quote. And the Padres, whose games are on that station, KEGY, among many others, complained about the insensitive and completely unacceptable nature of the tweet. Are we getting a little too soon?
It's a joke.
You know, so client removed the offending images, apologized for his error. Quoting him, he said, "I'd like to sincerely apologize to San Diego and listeners of 97.3 for a distasteful and insensitive social media post."
This is the guy, Kevin Klein.
He says, "The comment was reprehensible and inexcusable. I failed to make good at a first impression, but I hope you'll give me another chance to provide entertainment."
I'm firing him.
And good day.
I'm going to go on the air. I'm going to tell him.
I'm going to tell him to meet me on the bridge,
and over he goes. You know,
no, you're not doing that.
See, here's the deal.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't get fired of what he did. He gets fired for his apology.
There you go.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there it is.
Now, apparently, that's not the only problem with the station, because the Padres may not like the programming philosophy of the station. According to their newspaper there in San Diego, the San Diego Union Tribune, they reported that the Padres executive chairman had issues with the programming on the team's flagship radio station. He says, quoting, "We're going to get through this first homestand," that's what Ron Fowler said, "and then sit down and evaluate it. We're going to assess our legal obligations. We just want a good radio partner that's not offensive to the community."
Oh, please. Yeah, I'm never listening to that station again anyway, so. That's the problem.
Season hasn't even started.
This is the problem we have. This is related. The idiocy is related to what we just talked about, the NFL rulemaking team.
It's the same, right?
It's the same thing.
You never had stories like this before baseball season started.
You better apologize. I don't want you coming down on that kickoff.
Email segment here on the Sports Lounge each and every week. Going to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com and reading some of the great emails we get. Pamela says, she wrote this Saturday, March 24th. She said, "It is not quite New York on Decades Network on a weekend binge." And she says, "You are starring on Laverne and Shirley in a 1980 episode with Penny Marshall." You may recall doing that one?
I sure do. And this is what's interesting to me. She's giving me a cheap feel.
Yeah, well, you're
look at that.
You're naked. You're from the top.
Yeah, I know.
From the pants up.
But it's a beach scene.
Oh, okay.
And it's a beach. Well, look at the. There's an ocean behind it.
But
she's got her left hand on my breast.
Yes, yeah, she does.
Is that appropriate?
I don't think now it is. No,
well, what happened? Should I call somebody?
I don't know.
Make a complaint.
Don't. It's the way it's in the past. Forget it.
All right.
Now, someone also says, "Mr. Dreyer is absolutely sensational on Dead on Target on Heroes and Icons. Everyone involved is excellent in this well-written and intriguing 88 episode of Hunter. Fred's whole performance blows me away. The scene where Hunter is revealing to McCall with tears in his eyes the horrors of what happened in Vietnam 20 years earlier. It's heart-wrenching."
It is heart-wrenching.
It is a pretty good picture of you. We'll post this up on the website. You got real tears. How do you get those tears when you're acting?
I can't tell you.
Ophelia says, "May I borrow your Nike shirt to wear with my new Nike walking shoes?"
What?
She wants to know if she can bear your Nike shirt.
Yes, of course.
Stevie says, "Fred, thank God it's Wednesday. Finished watching the Hunter season in its entirety. Wondering if you had a favorite episode or a favorite guest star."
I had, you know, something that's a good question. We had an awful lot of great guests, but, you know, too numerous to mention right here.
All right, we'll have more emails before we get out of here, so stay with us. Write to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Back in the sports lounge, it's truly Michael Horn with the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We're talking about Hunter. Mr. Fred Dreyer, everybody knows you from Hunter. They all talk about you. And Tim Tebow is going to start the season with the New York Mets AA affiliate in Binghamton, New York. The team announced Wednesday that he's entering his second season in the Mets organization. So hopefully there'll be some good things happening with Tim Tebow.
Mm-hmm.
Madison Baumgartner, bad news for the Giants, huh?
Broke his left pinky knuckle.
Ugh.
Getting hit on a line drive in a preseason game. He will not be starting pitcher tomorrow at Dodger Stadium.
Now, there's a Major League Baseball team that's charging more for rival parking. The Oakland A's are trying a new strategy with opposing fans. Here's what they want to do. When the team takes on the crosstown rivals, the San Francisco Giants, according to a news release on MajorLeagueBaseball.com, parking at Oakland Coliseum will cost $50 for Giant fans, but only $30 for Athletic fans. However, any Giants fan who yells "Go A's" at the parking gates will be charged only $30 to enter the Oakland Coliseum. That's according to team president Dave Cavall. The two teams playing those exhibition games.
This is mindless information.
What do you think?
I know. Mindless information.
Would you shout that out? I mean, are you enough of a fan?
I'd shout a bunch of other stuff. See if I can get it down to $5.
Now, this guy spent 23 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. This guy, Nervous Coleman, he's working back with the Chicago White Sox.
That's not his name.
Nevest, N-E-V-E-S-T, Nevis Coleman.
We can call him Nervous. He was Nervous Nevis.
He
was Nervous for 25 years.
He was a card on the old maid cards. Anyway, Coleman was 25 years old. He was a groundskeeper with the White Sox, was convicted of a rape murder in 1994 of a Chicago woman, sentenced to life in prison without parole. He was freed last year.
Wow.
Using DNA found on the victim was linked to a serial rapist. Friends and family contacted the White Sox after his release to help him get his old job back. The team was grateful that justice had been carried out for Nevis, and they said they were happy to welcome him back to the team as one of the groundskeepers. So, he told WGN that he watched the Sox games while he was in prison and would see his former colleagues scramble to protect the field during rain delays. So
and he just had to get back out there.
Two of his friends are still on grounds. That's
well,
a
I'll
terrible
tell you something.
Thing to
this
get
is
falsely
a,
accused.
How about spending your entire life, 31 years, in jail for something you didn't
Unbelievable.
Do?
Unbelievable. 23 years in prison.
Oh, man.
This is, I don't know how you just fluff that one off.
Yeah, they should give him, how long was he in jail?
23 years
in prison.
They should
give him $23 million.
They've got to give him some dollars, don't they? They have to give him restitution of this
they
thing. Come
to.
On.
You have to.
They issued him a uniform and a bat. He put on the rain suit to pressure wash the sidewalk to work. But
how about that story where this woman's testimony put this guy in jail for 25 years? And then she comes out and says, you know, I was just really mad at him and he didn't do it. What do you think you're going to do on that?
That's you don't
I'm
want to
getting out of jail. And I'm going to go pay her a visit. That's what I'm
going to
do.
Let me ask you a question. Basketball news.
Yeah.
There's going to be a big surgical procedure on the right hip of Isaiah Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lakers seem to have an interest in exploring a free agent deal with him. Now, wouldn't you wait until after the operation or whatever to see if the guy's going to be any good or not or anything? I mean,
well,
come on.
The doctors say that it's a cleanup issue. It's not a repair issue. It's a cleanup
issue. So it's going to be a scope on the hip? Is that what it's going to be?
Non-invasive, they said.
I'd still wait. Come on. Things can go wrong. You've been to the doctor's office. Come on.
Well, where's he going to go for 1 year?
I don't know. Let's find out.
And it's no team. He's coming off a hip surgery, so no team's going to give him the maximum deal that he wants. So he's going to have to settle for something. But, you know, that's where we are. And, you know, how many games do they have left?
I don't know.
About three or four. So.
Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, FredDreyer at CRNTalk.com, and check out his website, FredDreyer.co. That's the website, FredDreyer.co. And get everything on our show, past shows and more. Just go to our website, TheFredDreyerShow.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Yours truly, Michael Horn. So you don't know what your favorite episode is. It's tough to pick one out.
You know, it's a great question, and we had great guest directors, we had great guest actors and actresses, we've had some very outstanding episodes, certainly, but they all kind of run together for me, you know.
Yeah, they say, as another person sends you an email, they say that they need to hashtag reboot, hashtag Hunter, hashtag Rick Hunter, hashtag Fred Dreyer. So they want you to bring the show back.
All right.
And in the words of hashtag Fred Dreyer as hashtag Hunter, Spencer says, works for me.
Works for me, buddy.
Now, people have been binge watching this. Miss Popstar says, binge watching Hunter, I'm in my happy place.
Well, that's great that you are, because I know a lot of people that are binge watching. We have 157 episodes to fall into, and I hope you have a great weekend doing it.
That's going to be kind of good. All right, a final thought here. You know, you have that Sister Jean for Loyola Chicago, and they're licensing her T-shirts they're putting over there on the Final Four shirt with the phrase, worship, work, and win. This is something else. She's been there for 98 years. Isn't that pretty good?
She's 98.
Oh, she's 98? No, you're right. 90. She's 90. I'm sorry. You're right.
How long has she been there, you think?
I don't know, but many years she's been there. She's doesn't actually say when she started, she's been there a while. That's great.
God bless her. Yeah. 98. Her ship came in with that team this year, boy.
Yeah, so that's it's good for basketball. It's good for college.
Well, not only that, it's one of the salvation stories, if you might excuse the term. One of the great stories in a basketball season. It's usually pretty flatlined until the playoffs come, but she's made it a lot better.
Yeah, she has really done that. Any final thoughts or anything from you here on the show? It's been a pretty good broadcast here for all of us today.
I hope the NFL finds out that there's more rules to go through, because I really look forward to reading them.
Is that all you have to say here at the end of the whole broadcast?
Well, you know how it goes. You know, I just thank everybody for tuning in. They're always great to do so. Sometimes we don't have enough time to do a lot of stuff, but now I want more time with our audience.
Check us out at FredDreyerShow.com. That's FredDreyerShow.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com, your team, your community.